Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Floyd Baker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Frazier. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Hodgson moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodgson scores. Wright moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove takes first base on ball four. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Frazier hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Michaels reaches second base with a double. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black has York trapped. He fires to second, with Boudreau covering, who tags York for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez bunts towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 1 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Frazier who is chasing the ball. Michaels reaches third base with a triple. Baker goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Michaels scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Frazier hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wright is walked intentionally. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. York takes first base on ball 4. Hodgson moves to third. Wright moves to second. Brian Stevens now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodgson scores. Wright scores. York moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker is walked intentionally. York moves to third. Philly moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York scores. Philly moves to third. Baker moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dickey strikes out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callaway scores. One out. It's 8-3, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodgson. The throw from Lopez and he is out, Gordon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Walesa now playing shortstop. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.